holding Daf Chof Beis, we're holding the fifth line. Samora says, "My Iko Bein Derova L'Rabbi Loi." What's the difference between these two pshatim we had so far? The shaila was the pshat and the reisha of the Mishnah, that the reisha of the Mishnah said Alocha that there's a chumra of kodesh over truma. That shematvilim kelim b'tach kelim l'truma avloy l'kodesh. When you want to put one kli inside another kli, you want to put a jar inside a pot and put them both into the mikvah at the same time to be tovah both of them, so that tefillah helps for truma but not for kachim. So the machlokes, why doesn't it help for kachim? So first pshat we had before was Rabbi Loi said it's a shalom from chatzitza, that we're afraid maybe the inside kli will weigh too much, press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatzitza, the water won't get through. Rava, we just had, said a different svara. Rava said we're afraid that maybe sometimes you're going to put a small needle that's tamei inside a Pepsi Cola bottle. We're afraid that you could be tovel one kli inside another kli. That's exera. Sometimes you put a small needle inside another bottle, that the opening of the bottle is smaller than kishaferes hanoid, which means the width of two fingers to go around it. Where that's the least amount opening you need to ma'arev the mikvah. If you want to put something inside the mikvah to say the water is considered attached to the mikvah water, the opening between the hole has to be at least the size that two fingers go through. So that was the gzera. Rabbi holds you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli because we're afraid maybe sometimes you put these small needles inside a Pepsi Cola bottle, that the opening of the bottle is smaller than your two fingers can't go around it. Therefore, the outside mikvah water is not called mechubra attached to the inside water. Therefore, it wouldn't be called the good tefillah. So the machlokes, what's the reason of the ratio of the Mishnah? Tomorrow says, now, what's the difference? My ikah ben the rubble of the biloi. Tomorrow says, ikah benayu sal v'gagusni. If you have a sal, a big basket, the v'gagusni is a big type of net that they used to use to sift out the wine. Shemilayan kalim, that you fill up this big sift, this big net, or else this big basket full of kalim, and you put it into the mikvah. That's enough gemina. Laman diyama mishum chatzitza, according to Rabbi Loi Svara, that you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli at the same time, that you're afraid the inside kli is going to press down too much on the outside kli. So via chatzitza, water can't get there. Here also it applies. Even though you have a nice big fat barrel, and it's a wide opening on top, but still you can't put other small kelim inside it and be tovel together, there's a shalom mishum chatzitza. Ika, you have the chashir also, if you want to use these kelim to kachim in, to cook up kachim, you can't be tovel this way. But l'man diyama mishum gzera, shem yatzful machtem b'tineris. But according to Rava, there was a stomach gzera, that maybe you'll be tovel small needles, the kli inside another kli, shein bepiv kishaferes hanoid, that the opening of that bottle, like a Pepsi Cola bottle, is not wide enough to put your two fingers around there. So therefore, it's not called the chibur. The mikvah outside mikvah water is not called attached to the water inside the kli. Therefore, the tefillah is no good. But I tell you over here, sal v'gagusni shein bepiv kishaferes hanoid leka. Here they don't have that gzera. There's no such gzera by a big wide barrel and by a big wide net, because these nets and these barrels are made tremendously wide that it has to be bigger than the width of two fingers. So it doesn't pass the gzera at all. That would be enough gemina. In case you want to be tovel, take a big barrel or take a big net and you want to put kelim inside it, according to Rav Avada be okay. Like Rashi says, Kagusti means a sal godum yod, a very big basket. Sheboy misanana yayin. They used to sieve out the wine there. Beisab tzir. Benoistunoistatachat kiluach agas. When they used to have the wine floating down into the vat. Vayayin mistanin broy viyor labor. So they used to sift it out. And they used to have a big wide sift, a big wide net there. So such a net is so wide that there's no suffix that there should be a kashveres hanoid. So there wouldn't be any gzeres, you would be allowed to be tovel both kelim together. And the Gemara says, "V'yozda Rav l'taim l'taimei." Rav goes according to his own tam. The Yomai Rav says, "Sal v'gagustni." You have a big basket, or else gagustni is big thief. Shemilon kelim. You filled them up with a lot of kelim. V'hat vilon and your tovel. Mashma the kelim inside were tomei. So you're putting it inside this big sal, this big basket, this big net, and you put it into the mikveh, is toirim. It's tor, and posher Torah means both for kochim and for truma. That's rabba l'shitasai, you don't have the gzera by big wide kelim or big wide nets. Now another lach is saying, what about a mikveh shechilkoi b'salva gagusni? What about you have a mikveh? You have a mikveh that, let's say exactly how boim saw, kosher mikveh, even a little bit wider, a little bit more water. And now right smack in the middle of the mikveh, you make a mechitza. You draw a mechitza, a net. You put a net straight across the mechitza. And you straight across the mikveh. And you make like a mechitza, dividing the two mikvehs in half. And now each mikveh by itself is less than aboyim saw. So in such a case, the mikveh is possible. He says now, O mikveh shechilkoi b'savag agusni. You have a mikveh that you made a mechitza, you divided the two halves of the mikvah with a net. Is our toivel shom lo yosalei tefila? You should know if your toivel now in this mikvah doesn't help. Because each mikvah is separately. There's a mechitza division in between. And each half by itself is less than a boim saw. So there's no mikvah. Now I, maybe you told me a wide net. Since there's holes there, the water travels through. Maybe that's not called a mechitza. Maybe for water, since water goes straight through it, it should still be called like one body of water. It's still a kosher mikveh. He says, no. I'll bring you proof, not like that. To Arya, our whole land, kula chilchule mechalchula. The whole land has holes. It's porous. The land is porous. There's holes. Ubeina diika mem saw b'mokim echad. And we know we have a puddle of water here, and another puddle of water next to it, another puddle of water, and each puddle by itself is not 40 saw, it's a puddle mikvah. And you can't say, I have a puddle of water here, and a puddle of water next to it. What's in between? Mechitz of mud. Mud is chachul and mechalkol. Mud has holes going through it also, it's porous holes, the mud. So why not say, since the water could seep one to the other, that's not called the mechitz in between? Ever might know. Even though the water could seep from one to the other, l'maisa, the mechitza of mud there, of dirt there in between, it looks like two separate mikvahs, and each one is less than our boim saw. You can't be terrible at neither one of them. Here also, you have this one big mikvah, but you put a mechitza in between, a net mechitza in between, it has hilchos mechitza, it's less than gimel tfachim, there's no din lovud, you say lovud, so it's called a good mechitza, therefore it's possible to be terrible there. Rashi says, "The yosel et filo she'osan kebeis mikvoyis. You made it now like two separate mikvoyis. V'yein shir loy b'zev loy b'zev. Each one does not have a shir mikvah. Afal pi shemayim mechabrin bein avir hanitzorim. Even though the water goes in between the net and it's mechaber ein zechib. That's not called a connection. To our yakula mechalchula v'hamayim anoyvim kan boyim minor godol v'echashvinik mechuber." To be the Memsaba Mokim Echad, so the whole world, the whole offer is called like, has holes, connecting, and still it's not enough. One small puddle, but not a small puddle of water. You have to have one big Mokim of 40 saw, so you see, even though it could travel through the water, it's still called the Mechitza. Now the Gemara says, when do I say this Svara again, that the other is like a Pepsi Cola bottle, that you put it inside and you have this Tsenaris, you have this pin, a needle, that's Tomei, you put it inside the Pepsi Cola bottle, and now you're putting it inside the mikveh. So you say that the needle inside is still Tomei, because the water inside is not connected with the water in the mikveh. Because since the hole of the Pepsi Cola bottle is less than the width of two fingers, it's not called the connection, this water and that water. So Mer says now, Vahani Mili, when do I say it's not called connected? The Kli Tor, only if the Pepsi Cola bottle is Tor. And the only thing you want to be metayer is only the needle. Since the needle is inside the bottle, we say the water inside is not connected with the water outside. It's not called in the mikvah. Ah, well, but kli tamei. Let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is also tamei. So now you want to be tovel now both. You have the shalias yesterday that you have a Pepsi Cola bottle that's tamei, and you put now a needle inside the Pepsi Cola bottle. If you put it into the mikvah, both of them become tahor. Hey, Sava, the Kli Tomei, if the bottle itself is Tomei, Mi Gulda Salka Tfilo Lukule Gufe Demono, since the mikvah now for sure is going to be Matai, the Pepsi Cola bottle, some more you have also, some more you have wine bottle, that you fill it up with wine, and your crystal wine bottle. Also, before you use it, supposed to put it in the mikvah, if you buy it off a goy. So, there, sometimes the opening also was less than kasharas hanayit. It's so narrow, you don't have your two fingers, can't get in there. Still, you put it into the mikvah, it itself becomes tor. Because that's the lach. If the kli itself is tamei, the gate itself, since when the water goes inside and the water on the outside is considered now this crystal is inside the mikvah. So rather the crystal itself does become tor. And how does it become tor? That we consider as if the whole bottle is in the mikvah. And therefore the water inside it is also part of the mikvah water. So it's a migu. Migu the salka tfilo lakule gufa demona. Since when the water goes inside the Pepsi Cola bottle, it makes the whole bottle tor. It also helps for the needle that's inside the Pepsi Cola bottle. Now, since when the water gets inside there, it's called mikvah water to be metari the bottle. So, migu, it's mikvah water for the bottle. Who have been it's mikvah water for the needles inside it, and the needles now become tor. But the chiddush is, let's say the Pepsi Cola bottle is tor. The bottle does need a tefillah. And you put needles inside it. And now you want to put it inside the mikvah, that's the chiddush, it's no good. Now when the water goes inside the bottle, since the water going inside doesn't have to be matired the bottle itself, so therefore it's considered like it's outside the mikvah now. The water inside the bottle is inside the bottle, not inside the mikvah. Where's the chibur? What's connecting the two things? The opening. But since the opening is narrower, it's not wide enough for two fingers to go around inside it, that cannot connect the water inside and outside, therefore it's not called mikvah water inside, therefore these needles inside remain tummy. Titznan, like we learned, kelim shemilon kelim. You have one bottle, you filled it up with other kelim. We had tefillin and you put it into the mikvah, harayel uterim, everything is Torah. Where it means now the same case that you have this Pepsi Cola bottle and you put needles inside it and you put it into the mikvah, everything is tor. V'yim loy tovel. But let's say you did not put it, you did not tovel it. Is mayim hamarovim v'yim loy tovel. But we'll still see what that means. It means if the Pepsi Cola bottle is not tomei, that does not need a tefillah, then mayim hamarovim achiyo marovim gesheras hanoid. When do we say the water inside the bottle and the water outside the bottle is called connected? Only if the opening there is wide enough, kishaferas hanoid, like two fingers could fit in there nicely and turn around there. That's what the Brisa says. For the Gemara might come, what does the Brisa mean? What does it mean, v'im loy tovel, if we didn't tovel it? So, chur, it means if you didn't tovel it, there's nothing to talk about. You don't put it in the mikvah, nothing to talk about. So, come, this is what the Brisa means to say. Let's say this Pepsi Cola bottle does not need tefillah, it's not tamei, so you only have needles inside it. Hence, the whole purpose of putting it in the mikvah is only to be matari the needle and not to be matari the bottle. Then I say, when do we say the water inside the bottle is called connected to the mikvah water? That the water inside is also like a mikvah, could be matari the needles? Only if the opening there is wide enough for two fingers to get in there. But if not. Sasmachal Araya to Rava. Now the Gemara says, V'hod the Rava ud Rabbi Loi Tanoi. I tell you, this machloikis, the way Rava and Rabbi Loi learns Psha now a Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah said, you can't be toivel one kli inside another kli for kochim. It's a machloikis Tanoim, what the Psha of our Mishnah is. How come for kochim you can't be tovel one kli inside another kli? So machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes? The tanya will learn like this. Sal v'gagusni. You have this big barrel or this big net. Shemilon kelim. You filled it up with small kelim. V'etfilin. And you put everything together inside the mikvah. So the Tanakhama says, Bein la kodesh. Bein l'truma teirim, whether you want to use these kelim now to cook up kachim, or you want to eat it, you want to use them to cook up truma teirim. That's like Rava. Even though our Mishnah says chayim b'kodesh here, that by kachim it does melt to be teivel one kli inside another kli, you have to say that something like Rava said. That's only because it's a gzera. Maybe you use a small, a narrow kli. But when you have this big barrel here and this big net, that's not possible. These are nets and barrels used for the wine vat. not possible to use a small, narrow one there. You need the whole wine is gushing down from the vat, into the vat. You have to have a big barrel there, a big net there. So since it's not possible to use a small one, there's no gzera. So that's why these big kelim, if you put other kelim inside them, even for kachim, it's tor. So raya to rava. Abishol says no. Letruma b'leila kodesh. No, even though using these big barrels, this big net that you use for the wine, that's always very, very wide, still we have the gzera, the mishnah, that if you table these other kelim inside them, those kelim are only called tor from the gate to truma, and not the gate to kodesh. If you want to use that pot to cook up shlomim with it, teeth kachim, it's still tor, still tome. That's a right to Rabbi Loi. So what's pshat now, first mishnah? Why can't you put one kli inside another kli for kachim? Because the gzera maybe you'll press down too much on the outside kli, and there'll be a chatitza there. So maybe I don't care how wide the kli is, even though you have a very wide kli, but still you have that gzera. Maybe the inside kli will be pressing down very tight on the outside kli, and water will not be getting in there. There'll be a chatitza. So it's a raya. Rav Abishol learns like Rabbi Loi. And the Chor Tana Kama learns like Robert to see it's a machlekes tanoim. Now the Gemara has a kasha in our Mishnah. Ihochi, if so, le truma nami. The Chor, even for truma should not be good. Like if you have a gzeira le Chor that the chatzitza is really chatzitza, it shouldn't be good for truma. So Gemara says, leman karminen, who are we talking about, chaverim? Like, who comes to ask any questions? A chaver. Someone that knows the halachas. For the Gemara, chaverim made the idea, and chaverim know the halachas. Therefore, they know how to be table kelim, and there's no real shash mishum chatzitza. That's why you're allowed to eat it truma with it. For the Gemara, yichachi, that's the svara, that we're only talking about chaverim. A chaver means a choshev, a Jew, that knows the halachas, like a Talmud Chochem. Yichachi, kredish nami? If so, even the kachim should be mutter. He was telling me now the Mishnah is only talking about a chaver that knows the halacha, so a person that does know the halacha, when he's toivel one kli inside another kli, he makes sure that the opening is wider than the shveras anoyt. And he makes sure that they're not that tight, stick together, that now the weight is not pressing it down. He makes sure there's no chatzitza. So if he makes sure there's no chatzitza, even for kachim it should be good. What should be wrong? And Rashi says, Leman kermina chaverim. Lemiyon weirim haruazu shlayatvul kli b'ter kli lechaver. We're only, the Mishnah's only talking about to a chaver, a Talmud Chacham. Dilu amoritz, because if we're talking about an amoritz, l'yosik come on the Mishnah, doesn't ask us any questions, the amoritz. It's not negayatim. So if we're talking about a Talmud Chacham, why is only truma good for kachim, it should also be good. So Gemara answers like this. Chazilai, we're afraid like this. Chazilai amoritz. The amoritz is going to watch the way the schorva is being tabled is kelim, or one kli inside another kli. The ozo matfil, and the amoritz is going to go home, he's going to see halacha, that you're allowed to be tabled one kli inside another kli, he'll do it when he goes home also. Now by the amoritz, him we have to be afraid, he does not know the halacha so well. Maybe he'll be tabled in a narrow kli. Maybe he'll do it with a kli that's pressing down, there will be a chatzitza. Fred the Gemara, so that's why by kochim you can't use an amoritz kli. If so, truma nami chazal yamoritz v'yozva matfi. Habizai, why does the Mishnah say that for truma? We're allowed to use this kelim, and you're telling me now it means the amoritz is kli. The amoritz that has a pot, if you want to borrow his, if a kohen wants to borrow the amoritz's pot and use it to put his truma in it, he's allowed to. The question is why? How could you use his pot for truma? Why aren't you afraid the amoritz once saw a chavar when he went to the mikvah to be tayv kelim? He put one kli inside the other kli. So the amoritz learned from that I'm allowed to do it also. And he does not know the law because he'll do it even though it's pressing down one for the other. So why does the Mishnah say it's only a chumra for kachin? It should be a chumra for truma also. So Gemara answers, le mekablin minayu. We don't accept any kelim. We don't accept truma from namoritz. If a kohen wants to take truma, he should not take it from namoritz. That's halacha. Kohen, that's a chaver, should not accept truma from a yisrael that's a namoritz, because you have to be afraid. Maybe that truma is tummy. For the Gemara, if so, kodesh nami le kabi minayu. If that's the pshat that we don't accept from an amoritz truma, so say the same thing. If an amoritz says, I made something kachim, I'm giving to the Beis Hamikdash now, we shouldn't accept it from him. We shouldn't accept kachim from an amoritz. So Melo, all kotchim should also be okay to be used with a kli that's tovel inside another kli. Because only a chaver would use it, not a namoritz. So same thing, don't accept kotchim from a namoritz. So my answer is no. Hevel eva, that we can't do. If an amoritz wants to come and be marked as something, give it to the gizbar can't say no. If he's going to say no, there's going to be eva, there's going to be like hatred there. That the amoritz will come to hate us. For the gemara is so true, and I'm the hevel eva. So it's so true about the same svara. What do you mean we don't accept the truma for an amoritz? He'll come and hate us. There'll be hatred here. And the gemara, or by truma liyichbis le, it doesn't bother him so much. The yozo yoyiv le lekerin amoritz chavrei, mamonashuch. There are a lot of kahanim that are amoratzim also. So usually you swear that an amoritz, his friends are also amoratzim. So Melov, if a chover won't accept his truma, what's going to happen? Yisrael will come to the kohen and say, here's truma. The guy says, no, I don't want it. He's not going to feel maledik. You don't want it? Okay, who needs you? I'll give it to my friend Joe. Joe Lishma, I'll give it to my friend Joe, that he's also a kohen. And he'll take it. Because he's an amoritz. So Melov, who to give the truma to, it doesn't come with a hatred. Because one amoritz will find another amoritz to take it. But again, to give it to Kutchim, you have to give it to the Gizbar. That's a chash. We have to accept the Kutchim from the Amoritz. Because if we don't accept it, there'll be Eva, there'll be hatred.
Yeah. No, it says weiter.
Yeah. Uman Tana, who's this Tana? Techayish Leiva, that we're afraid for the Svar of Eva. There shouldn't be hatred, and Amorit shouldn't come to hate us. Rabbi Yossi, goes according to Rabbi Yossi Shita. The Tanya we learned. Omer Rabbi Yossi. Mifnei ma hakel nemonim al tarvis yayin v'shemin. Kol yamois hashona. How come anybody that comes to bring yayin or shemin to the Beis HaMikdash, the person is never to say it's Torah. So year round, even though he's Namoritz, still we accept yayin v'shemin from Namoritz to bring into the Beis HaMikdash. What's the svara? Kedei shlo ye kol echad v'yechad hoylech u'boyne bom liyatzmoy. Kesara poradum liyatzmoy. There is a svara of Mishum Eva. If we're not going to accept it from the Amoritz, the Amoritz is going to say, the Jews don't accept me. So what I'll do, I'm not going to go to the Beis HaMikdash anymore. They don't accept it. So what will I do? I'll go and build my own bom and make my own Beis HaMikdash. So we don't want the Amoratzim to come to hate us and do things worse. That's a Yossi Svara to say, we have to accept from the Amoritz his Shemen and his Yayin. Rashi says it means, Al Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen, Lekaba miyodam Yayin l'Nesachim, we can take wine for the Nesachim. V'Shemen l'Menachis, K'datnam b'Mastisim, we'll learn the Mishnah later about that, that Chayim v'Trum v'Shem Yehuda, Ne'monim Al Tyrus Yayin v'Shemen. We believe the Amoritz, that if he says he kept the Yayin Tor, we believe him. All right, we'll see this in Mishnah later, we'll see about it. And that's a Yossi Svara, because we're afraid if we don't take it, he'll come to hate us and he'll say, I don't need this Beis HaMikdash, I'll make my own Bama. Omer Rav Papa, Papa says, Keman nekablino nidna sadusa miyamoritz, according to who do we accept today Edus from an Amoritz? Keman Krab Yossi, same Svara again from Rav Yossi. Because if we're not going to accept him, he's going to something to say, he's a witness. If he's going to say, I saw something, if we're not going to accept him, again, the Amoritz will get all baledik, he'll be angry at us, and he'll go and do worse things. So not to make hatred here, according to Rabbi Yossi, we even accept Edis from an Amoritz. Now the Gemara is a new kasha. So what are we saying so far? That the reason why Truma is Tor is because we only take Truma from a Choshev Yid, from a Chover. And a chaver knows the Allah how to be toivul. There's no shash chatzitza. Mashenk and kotchim, we have to accept even for namoritz. So namoritz, we're afraid of he'll be toivul one kli and so another kli. We're afraid maybe he won't do it so well. Maybe there'll be a chatzitza. Or maybe, according to Rava, we're afraid that it won't be narrow. There'll be like a Pepsi Cola bottle. That the needles will still remain tomei. Therefore, for kotchim, we can't use this kelim. But for Truma, we could. For at the Gemara, for the Marvadechus L'Shailah, why aren't we afraid for Shailah? Maybe we're going to borrow the Kalim. Rashi learns, even for Truma, Lainit for Kli, but Kli L'Truma. Even for Truma, we should not be able to be told one Kli to another Kli. Dilma Chazi Amoritz, the same thing, let's be afraid of an Amoritz, we'll watch a Talmud Chacham do it. The Yavad Hoch, the Amoritz will also do it. The terrace before we said is, we don't accept truma from Namoritz. We won't accept the truma. But the question is, though, even though we don't accept the truma, but I call upon them, we take kelim from them. If we take kelim from them, we have to be afraid later when we use their kelim is tamei. So we have to be afraid we ourselves should not be toivel, even a Talmud Chacham, should not be toivel a kli, but a kli, kidei namorot, should not see it and learn out from it. And if namorot learns out from it, the chash is we borrow the kelim. So we borrow the kelim's atomei, how can we do that? The tnan, I'll bring you proof now that it's the metzias, we borrow kelim from them, from namorot. The tnan, kli cheres matzil al akil. A kli cheres, an earthly kli, is matzah, means protects anything from tumah. Divrei Beis Hillel, let's Beis Hillel Shita. Rashi learns them in two inyanim. Either have a kli cheres that's completely tight, covered on top, even if it's inside a room that has a mace there, anything inside the kli cheres is tor. That's one halacha. That's called mukav tzamid posel. B'yel mace. Even though anything inside the oil mace becomes tamei, but if it's an earthly kli that's covered up tightly, the food inside remains tor. Another thing Rashi said, let's say there's a mace inside the house and there's a hole in the roof, so usually the tumah goes straight up into the attic. But let's say you put a kli there, kli cheres, to make a chatzitza, stop the tumah from going up. The kli cheres is a chatzitza, it stops the tumah from going up. So that's a halacha, kli cheres matzil al hakol. If you have a kli cheres stopping the tumah chatzitza, it helps. That's Beis Hillel Shita. Beis Shammai Yomim, no, ain't a matzil. The kli cheres doesn't help. Ela al oichlin velamashkin. Only if it's a question of food or eating, it's to remain tor. Via kli cheres, or else to protect another kli cheres, it's tor. But for anything else, the keli is takatami. Omelem beisilu beishamai. So beisilu is back to beishamai. Mifnei ma? What's the reason why? Like, why don't you say a kli cheres could be matzil? Omelem beishamai beishamai said like this. Mifnei shutomei agav amoritz. We're talking about the house of an amoritz. When the Amoritz takes his kli cheres and puts it up on the roof there to make a division between the tumah on the bottom and upstairs to make a chatzitza, you have to be afraid that kli cheres is tummy already. And the locker is, if something is tummy, it's not called a chatzitza. If you have a hole and you want to put a kli on top there to make a chatzitza, stop the tumah from going through, it's only good if the kli is tor. But if the kli itself is tummy, then the tumah goes straight through it. So Beis Shammai says that a kli cheres from an Amoritz, we have to be afraid it's tamei. For the ein kli tamei chaytzeis, and a kli that's tamei doesn't help you to stop the tumah from going through. That's Beis Shammai svara. Omru lehem beisilu said back to them. V'aloi tiartem oichlu namashkit teichel. You say the food inside is tor. He was telling me now the kli itself is tamei. So how could you say though the food is tor? It's a stira. If the kli is tamei, so the food inside also has to be tamei. Beshamai says that we said the food and the drinks inside this earthly kli is tor. You know what we're talking about? We're only matzu to the Amoritz himself. In other words, talking about in the house of an Amoritz, and the mace is inside, and there's an attic, and there's a hole there. So you don't want the tumah to go through. The Amoritz himself takes his kli and puts it up there. So the Shammai is saying that the Amoritz's kli helps for himself, that he's allowed to eat the food inside it. Liatzmei taharnu. Avonitiras ha-kli she-taharto l'cho v'loi. But that, no, but I don't say the kli itself is tor, because the kli itself is negay. We want to borrow the kelim from the Amoritz. If we want to borrow his kelim, we have to be negay as if his kelim is tummy. Like Rashi says, Liatzmei taharnu. Who yoichlam? Not that Beis Shammai said the food inside is tor, he only meant for the Amoritz it's called tor. The Amoritz can eat this food. Shirei achaverim b'deilu mehem. Anyway, a chaver wouldn't eat the food from an Amoritz. O mi magun, o b'lav ochi ma'achol atomei. Anyway, any food an Amoritz has is called tomei for chaver. So therefore, the food the chaver wouldn't eat. Who is in the gaya to the Amoritz? The Amoritz is going to eat the food anyway. He holds his tor. Ma'ashenke ta'at l'chov aloi. But for us, that Beis Shammai says the kli is tamei. Shema tishaleinu. Maybe we'll borrow the kelim from the Amoritz. But the Shamash brain, we'll go to use it. And then we'll come to use the tamedik kli. Therefore, Beis Shammai said, negay to us, the kelim itself is tamei. That's what I said helps and only helps for food for the Amorites themselves to eat it. But for us, Takas Takatomi. But I call upon him, you see here, the Besham is afraid we're going to borrow the utensils from the Amorites. Therefore, he said it has to be Tomei. So you see clearly, we do borrow utensils from the Amorites. That's the kasha, that even for Truma then, the Kelim should be Tomei. We should not be able to be Toivel one Kli inside another Kli. We have to be afraid for Tuma, for Truma, the Amorites would also do it. And we'll borrow his Kelim, and we use it for Truma, so it should be Tomei. Tomorrow says like this. Tanya will end like this. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Boishni midivreichem beshamai. Rabbi Yeshua said, I'm embarrassed from what you said beshamai. Like, it doesn't make any sense what you're saying. Efshir is a possible. Isha losha bareva. You have a lady that's kneading the dough in the reva. That's the pot where you make the dough in. You want to tell me now, Isha bareva tamein. Shiva. Let's say the Isha is a kneader. She's tummy for 7 days. Who are then the areva, this kli that you're making the dough, is also tummy. It has tummy shiver on it. Oh, that's a tor. And you want to tell me now the dough inside is tor? Like, how could that be? In other words, that's the kasha meshamai. If you yourself are telling us the keli itself is tummy, so how could you say the food inside is tor? That's a steer to have the food inside tor and the kli outside is tummy. How could that be?